Pornography.
So, you have probably found some items of entertainment that seem to feature mainly naked people in the act of copulation. If you haven't found these items yet, we suggest looking beneath our mattresses, in the backs of our locked drawers, and in our bedroom closets behind the sweaters. These were a special kind of entertainment known as pornography, which was designed to provide its viewers with a vicarious sense of what it might be like to have vigorously mechanical sexual intercourse with a grim, sad-eyed partner. But it wasn't very popular. Not at all.
Dear Penthouse Forum, I never thought this would happen to me. The other day I was home, alone, reading Penthouse Forum, when I found myself rather aroused. Imagine my surprise when I felt something grip my slightly below average size erect penis. It was my hand, covered in a lubricant I kept next to my bed. "You again," I said.
Escape. Alcohol and drugs.
Because we like being happy, we often ingested substances that altered our biochemistry to pleasurable effect. The only problem was that when these drugs wore off, we were even sadder than before. Luckily, there was a cure. More drugs. Every culture had acceptable drugs and unacceptable drugs. This had nothing to do with their danger or potency. A bottle of vodka, widely accepted, was arguably more lethal than a hit of ecstasy, widely deplored. We didn't do certain drugs simply because we didn't do them. And if you needed more explanation than that, everyone from the president to the local PTA was happy to see you die in jail.
Alcohol.
Alcohol was the undisputed king of intoxicants, more popular than all other drugs combined, expressly permitted by every major culture except one, and that one really could have used a few drinks to take the edge off. Alcohol lowered our social inhibitions, came in a variety of flavors from well-rounded to painful burning, and greatly reduced the memory of the hurt and damage caused by excessive drinking. In fact, it was so popular, the few people who didn't want to do it anymore remained anonymous, so as not to embarrass themselves.
Drugs.
The use of recreational drugs could be very pleasurable, but all too often it could evolve into a crippling addiction. Luckily, we as a species were strong-willed enough to be able to do drugs as often as we liked without having a problem because we could stop whenever we wanted, and it wasn't controlling us, having said that. Could we borrow $20? Come on, man, don't be a dick.
Fashion.
Humans were constantly transforming the basic necessities of life into forms of artistic and cultural expression. Food became cuisine, shelter became architecture, and water became the enchanted forest water safari featuring the world's wildest lazy river. The epitome of this phenomenon was fashion, which transformed clothing into a way of expressing our authentic inner selves, at least for a couple of months until our authentic inner selves were out. Some argued this was a superficial endeavor reflecting nothing more than our endless capacity for vanity. We refer to those people as frumpy.